Gimel Beis, three lines from the top. Arava Shiva Ketzat. The Mishnah said, when do you take Shiva of Arava? The Mishnah said, Shishava Shiva by Arava. When do you take Shiva? Shiva by Arava is if the seventh day fell out on Shabbos. Zakti Gimel, Arava Bishvi, my time of Dachi Shabbos. What's the Pshat that Arava in the seventh day is Deicha Shabbos? If a Shan Rabbi falls on Shabbos, it's Deicha Shabbos. What's the Pshat? Amar Abyechanon. The other fast Moshe Minatayah. It's an order, since it's not Mefurish Minatayah, I guess we wanted to show the strength of it. So we said it's Deicha Shabbos. One day to show that it's Deicha Shabbos. Zakti Gimel, Ihachi Lulav Nami Litchi. Why isn't Lulav also all 7 days should be Deicha to Mefasim it's Minatayah? Why? Because Lulav also wasn't so simple that it's Minatayah, because it doesn't say Lulav, Minatayah 7 days. It says, well, Kachna Lachem B'yem Yerisha. So that's what Lulav is. Just what? You learn how to smachtem of Nei Hashem Lekechem. What's a smachtem Lulav? So it's not clear.
But we also assume that it's not a Deraisa for the seven, rest of the 7 days.
No, we're going now in the Beis Hamikdash. Smachtem of Nei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yamim.
But Lulav is the first day only. The first day is.
In the Beis Hamikdash it's all seven, because it says it's Smachtem of Nei Hashem Lekechem. So we're saying, let all 7 days be Deicha Shabbos, because since, that means we try to be mechazik things that aren't so clear. Keneged the tzedukim. So Arava we said is Deicha Shabbos, the seventh day, fine, keneged the tzedukim. So how come Lulav is not Deicha all 7 days keneged Shabbos, because it's also not so clear in the Torah.
It says Kapos tomorrow, right?
Kapos tomorrow.
Lulav.
It says only the first day in the Torah. We didn't know all 7 days from the pasuk. So that's Simcha. So we know that's Simcha means Lulav. So it's not so klar. So therefore, let's be mechazik it by saying this. Yes, Deicha Shabbos. And for the Gemara,
why tak isn't the Deicha Shabbos then?
Let's see what's going on. And for the Gemara, Lulav Gzeir Mishum Derabba. Lulav is out Gzeir Derabba. What we said yesterday, that Bachayish is going to carry it. Dal Ramas and Shus Rabba. For the Gemara, Yachay Rav and Ami Nigzeh. It means that's such a powerful time. So too bad, Rav. You should also be guys.
Rashi says it's a bracha by Lulav. There's no bracha by Rav.
What?
There's no bracha by Rav. So what, he's not going to have to go ask for what the bracha is.
Oh, the nanum.
There's no nanum by.
Maybe there is. There's an Indian to go ahead and even an eder. And for the Gemara, Rav shluchei bezdin ma'isilo. Arava, the Shlich Bezdin brings it. Lulav l'chol masa. What does that mean? The Shlich Bezdin, it's not a chiv on every single yachid. It's a kayin, a mamak of the mizbech with this Arava. Masha'in kain. Lulav is everyone. So the kayinim, certain people, it's Bezdin. Some mele, they know not to carry it on Shabbos. They know to bring it on Erev Shabbos. Masha'in kain lulav, it's a chiv on every yachid. So we're worried that someone's going to end up carrying it on Shabbos.
So the Rav and the Migdash were limited to a few people?
Yeah, we'll see in a minute. It's not just,
You don't even have the Gzer to begin with.
You would have the Gzer, but we're saying that.
Why don't I have the Gzer by Karbonis? Then maybe you're going to go ask somebody how to shech the Karbon and carry it out of this.
I'm saying that's really what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that it's not so partial that the Chiv
HaRav. Where's the Remnus for
Rav on the Torah? Oh, okay, that's
not it. It's less than a Lulav.
We didn't say it. Yeah, it's less than a Lulav.
I'm saying so already it's.
But we were asking that Lachaya Lulav is also not so clear. Zdukim could go connect Lulav also. Zok to Gemara. Iachi
called. Is Deicha Shabbos to Zdukim? So we're going to go so right to be Deicha
Shabbos? No, we're just trying to be Mechazik.
We're not
going
to make the Gzer. We're the ones that make the Gzer. We want to be Mechazik to them. Zok to Gemara. Iachi called Yaimanami Litchi. If so, that there's nothing to be chayshish by Arava. They did Arava all 7 days. So why? We only pushed off a Shabbos for 1 day. Why are we pushing off a Shabbos for 1 day? Let's be Deicha Shabbos all days. There's no chashash, no gzeir. So then you're going to come be mezal zelulav. Lulav, which is that I see only do 1 day. Arava, you do all 7 days. Arava is just a drash. You do all 7 days. So therefore, we said only 1 day. They're saying lulav has 1 day. Arava should have 1 day. So do it the same day. So why don't we do Arava? Why isn't it Deicha the first day? The same way Lulav is Deicha the first day. Why Arava not the first day? And for the Gemara, like Mucha Milsa, then it's not going to be clear to you. Because Amri Lulav Udu Kidachi, you're going to say Lulav is a thing that's being Daicha, and not the Arava. Because since Lulav is the first day, and Lulav is Zicha Daraisa, so you're going to say Arava comes along with it, even though you're doing it separate, but Arava comes along with it. Masha'in Kain, now you're making the Arava special for the seventh day, so you see that Arava itself has a Kayach to be Daicha, the Issa Daraisa. Not Daicha, you know, we don't have the Gzeh. We see the Cheshivs. In fact, the Gemara, the Litchi bechad me'anach. So let it. Why after the seventh day? Do one day, any day. And the Gemara keeping the kamaf because lami yushin. Once we take it out of the first day, ukmashvi, we shtel it back on the seventh day. Why? Because like this, it's davar mesuyim. The first day, the last day, it makes sense. Day number three, what's that? So like this, that's why we shtel it back the seventh day. Okay, so now everything's okay. Zok to Gemara.
I don't understand that they didn't make it zero on the third day.
Huh?
You won't get the same message that they didn't make it zero on the third day. You have to wait to the seventh way. So just because
we're waiting, waiting, we're just saying that we want to double Yom HaMasuyim.
So comes
first day or the seventh day, you know, the last day, the first day.
So I'm saying the first Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Yom Tov. It'll be Daicha. Why are we saying the seventh day, which will come out well only every few years? So they won't see.
We don't do that by Lulav.
But Lulav, we basically should do it every day. So
I understand.
If you want to show, that's the Raisa.
We're not looking to go.
Shabbos. We are
Chayshish Gzei Hashem in the Rabba. We just want to go ahead and. Yeah.
If so,
today also that we do Arava one day, it should also be Deicha Shabbos. So we don't know exact day. So since we're Mesupiku today, that's why we have 2 days of Yontif. So now we're Chayshish that today maybe is not the seventh day. Maybe it's really the sixth day. Maybe it's the eighth day. So Mela, we're not gonna let you carry because maybe it's taken out the seventh day. Talk to my Anan, Anan the Yadi Kriya the Yachel, the ones that do know today of Kriya the Yachel, they should be Daicha. And for the Gemara, Kiyasa, Barhedya, Ama, Lo Yikla. Never happens that a Shana Rabba falls on Shabbos. It does happen.
Not sure the
date,
it's possible.
Huh?
You're not sure of the
date,
it's possible.
No, we send it away, it's gone.
No, what I'm saying is, it's not possible to follow the Shabbos the way a calendar works out today, but it is possible if you're not sure of the day.
Why?
The rabbi could fall out on a Friday.
Don't offer the other Chabdashim, so it doesn't come out.
Does a Shana rabbi fall out on Friday?
Right. So Shana Rabbi fall on a Friday.
No, so and what are you going to think?
So if you're not sure of the day, it could be then it could fall that I Shana Rabbi fall on Shabbos.
And then what?
So then you have this problem.
We're saying like Ikra. Never happens to Shana Rabba.
It never happens if we know the day. But if we're not sure of the day, the first problem was that we don't know the day.
Right, that was his answer. He said, so it's the Rabban Machal Nechus, he said that it happened, and oh, you're not in Rabban. You're in. We're saying that a Shana Rabba doesn't fall out. What are you asking?
I'm asking is, but if we're not sure of the day, then it's possible that it could fall out on Shabbos.
They were ma'abba accordingly. They were ma'abba accordingly.
If we know the day, then...
No, but we know today. Today, it's not true. Today, we know the day. We're just keeping it because they used to have that day.
So that's what they're
doing. Right, yeah. We took another day. We're just keeping it because Amol, they kept 2 days in Chutzot.
That's not from the West Coast Terror. So they didn't know the day. Why were we going to say that? We don't know the next meeting. They know they're going to
know. No, they didn't know. We're talking about... Yeah. They didn't know.
Well, that was before. When they said they didn't know, it was before there was...
It was a real not knowing, yeah. Zakta Gemara, the Elaka. So now we're back to saying, it happened that that the Shani Abba fell on Shabbos and still went on Deicha. The Elikasha, so we're back Shveh. Why isn't the Deicha? I didn't know the day, so why isn't the Deicha? After the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Man Leim Alon Da Yerov Ben Atila. Who tells the Yerov has been Atila? Vilma B'Skifa. Which means, who tells the Yerov everyone takes? Maybe Yerov was that you put it on the side of the Mizbech. You stand it up on the Mizbech, like we'll see later in the Mishnah. So, since you did that, there's no Mizbech anymore. So, therefore, you're not Mechoyev. Therefore, there's no Inu, there's no nothing.
How can Robin say that they knew it did fall out of Kaddish? I'm saying,
No, but not today, everything changed. Today, we've been knocked everything out. It's probably a couple of years that it wasn't clear. So he says, that's the test. So he told him, today we don't bring it to me, no old problems are gone. Because the whole reason why we brought it was to put it by the Mizbech. The Mishnah said, Lulav Ayrava is 6 and 7. My love, Kelulav, is it Lachay Ayrava, just like Lulav, Ma Lulav bin Atila, Af Ayrava bin Atila. Lachay, the Mishnah is putting it together. Lachay, they're doing the same thing. The Mishnah puts things together that are similar. If the Ayrava is, you put the Ayrava on the side of the Mizbech, and Lulav is something that you shake, why would the Mishnah put it together? So they might know. It's not a riot. Need the ayah? How could these? How could these? Each one is for its thing.
Why does Mar have to say there's a kefir? If the core Tarash and Tarash is because there's no Mizbeach, so you can just mean the kefir. It's only around the Mizbeach. Without the Mizbeach.
No, that we understood. That we understood that if it's around the Mizbeach, you're walking around the Mizbeach, that could be in the kefir. You don't have the Mizbeach. It was just a chetim to have the bima instead. It wasn't needed by the Mizbeach. Okay, if it's standing for the Mizbeach, Zok di mar vayt eis ve abaye bechol yoy makif in esam esbeach pa machas every day they walk around the esbeach seven times one time vayse yom shav pam and shan rabbi they do seven times my lab by rava what do you makif it with our rava so you see that you hold our rava it's not that you put it by the esbeach so we'll be back to Ezek gemar loy velulev you walk around with the lulev gemar vahamah avnachman amir abavur by rava I said you walk around with our rava so you see you take the rava. So you should take it today also. I'm a lawyer. Who am I loch by Rav? I know I'm in a belulav. I argue with her. That's me, Kasha, what he told you. Itmar, Belazim, Belulav, Shmuel, Banasim, Amar, Abchanina, by Rav. Chenam, Abnachman, Amar, 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 Abu, by Rav. I'm a lawyer, Amar, Abu, Yitzhak, Bray, the Abba, Baba, Chana, Bar Uya, son of a lion. Tov, Eimaloch, Milsam, Alias, Lav, Amar, Avuch. Tell me something smart, something good that your father said. This is what it says in the Mishnah. Call Yoyim Akifin as a Mizbeach Pamachas. Every day they would take Mizbeach, they would walk around the Mizbeach one time. Va'isa Yoyim Akifin as a Mizbeach Shev Pa'amit. What did they do it with? Hachyam Avuch Mishpeh Abalaza Belulav. Well, now it's very good. The reason why Rav is not taking Shabbos is because since they didn't take it, they put it around the Mizbeach. So therefore, Chutzla and today, we don't have Mizbeach, so there's no Shabbos. Eisver yasdik kasha. Lulav deiches haShabbos b'tchilasoi v'arava b'seifa. Lulav is deich haShabbos in the beginning, and the rava is deich the seventh day. Hamach is chashvi shal rava liyos b'Shabbos. One time, it came out that Shana Rabbah fell on Shabbos. Ve'viyim yirbuya shal arava. They brought big plants of arava. Me'ev Shabbos, they brought it to Beis HaMidrash. V'nicham ba'azar, they put in the azar. Bikiru behen by Susan. The by Susan with its dukin. And they were makkering it. They saw that they brought it. So what they do, v'natlon v'kofsham tachas ha'avanu. They buried it underneath the stones. And they knew it was mukhs at the stones. But they knew the chamam won't move the stones. Now you can move the stones l'achayat, but they felt that, I guess, they dug it good that you need to go ahead and
lift it.
What were they trying to accomplish?
Because they were not going to bring it. Because they held it. Stukim held it. There's no such thing. It's happening at that. L'mach ha'ikir ben ha'maratz. The Amaratzim came. And they realized what happened over here. The Amaratzim didn't chap that it was mokhtzah. V'shamtim etachas avanim. They moved it out of the stones. V'vim ha'kayanim. V'zak from b'tzidah mizbeach.
So the kayanim. So kol achayad is no problem.
The guess it wasn't. I guess it was real.
Shantum
means they removed it. So they brought it, and they and the Kayanim then went ahead and put it on the Sodom's bet. Why did they do it? They're not made that Chibut Arava is done Deicha Shabbos.
So
that's why they put it underneath.
Well, no, that's why they did it.
That's why they did it. Exactly. I'm a benetilahu. Here you see it, you take it. How do you see you take it? Because Chibut is taking. So Chibut means that everyone takes it. So Ebazay, we're asking, we're back to the Shaila. So Ebazay, Bezmanazay, also.
Which time is Chibut?
Huh?
Which time is Chibut?
What?
They move it around.
Right. I was wondering, he started waving. Is that what attack means?
Yeah. That's why today, when we take the Arava, there's a lot of people, they go in the shake of the clean. It's not
the
later, they put it around the Mizbech. After they used it, they would throw it up there today. But
the mitzvah wasn't Bezkifa.
Right, the Ikka mitzvah was Chibut.
So they brought it to the
Hanover from somewhere. I was afterwards. But we see from there, but we see. So afterwards, they stood it up. But Akaparim beforehand, they went ahead and they walked around. So they said, we're back Shver, so why isn't it Deicha Shabbos? And for the Gemara today, so we see Tiyofta means that we see that they took it. So back shvei avel the nitchi let it be daicha. The more kivan that non lay that chinon inu nami lay dachi. Since in galus we're not daicha because we don't know kvi the yacham. So the meila so too even you do know kvi the yacham. It's not daicha.
We don't want to make hakulus.
In fact, the gemara va yante verishain the dam lay dachi with the two dachi yante verishain by lulav that we learned yesterday that even though for us we're not daicha. But in Yerushalayim, and the Hecha, the Yadi, B'Kvi, the Yachi, it is Deicha. So why over there do you differentiate? And by Rabbi, you say, no, since in Galus, we're not Deicha, and in Yerushalayim, what's not Deicha? What's the difference?
You could give a question to Teretz.
Exactly. Gemara.
So you can't make a Gezerah if I cast from the Torah.
A lot of times, don't make it. We're falling off what we said yesterday. By Lulav and Yerushalayim, they also don't take it. Because we don't want to make Agudas Agudas. Looks like two tires. Yerushalayim, they do something in a way they don't do. Well, so, but why do we come on to that? Well, the Kasha Anitati, but it's back Shver. Why do we say in Yerushalayim they take it? Because we had a raya, the Tanakha, the one Mishnah said, Kalam alich nesaveim la'arabais. They take it to Arabais. The Tanya, the Chlebes HaKnesses, and therefore we answered, Umetatzinon, Kam bezman shebeis amindish kaim, Kam bezman shebeis amindish kaim. So that's why we came on to that, that in Yerushalayim, you always take it. Sai bezman shebeis amindish kaim, Sai bezman shebeis kaim. So what do we do now with it? Now we're saying, no, Yerushalayim, they won't take it. What do you do with the two Mishnayis? Well, like, the both two members mount to Mitzvah Kain. But like Kasha, Kam b'Migdash, Kam b'Gvulin. But during the Beis HaMigdash, in Gvulin, they took it also. It means they didn't have to go to Arabayis to take it. In the Beis HaKnesset, they took it. Hashenken over here, Hashenken b'Zman HaZeh, everyone agrees that no one takes it. Because it's going to look like two tyrants. The Anshei, Chutzlaetz, they don't know Kvidiyach, are not going to take it. The Anshei Yishalayim, they do know Kvidiyach, are going to take it. We knocked it out in Ganson, and we're back to Gzeir the Rabba, and we do not take it today. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't take it anymore in Shabbos.